And humidity plays a role in our experience of heat, right?
Yeah. As anyone who's stepped outside on a summer day knows, high temperatures cause us to sweat. That's actually the body's natural cooling system, because the sweat cools our skin as it evaporates. But when the humidity is high, that evaporation slows down and can eventually stop.
And with global temperatures rising higher every year, it sounds like the heat waves and summers that are among the hottest in memory today are going to be left in the dust in the future.
Yeah, the summer of 1998 was by far the hottest summer on record at the time, thanks to a blockbuster El Niño event, but it's now the 10th hottest.
Speaking of El Niño, forecasters are expecting one to develop this year. Can you remind us what an El Niño actually is?
Yeah. An El Niño happens when ocean waters in the eastern part of the tropical Pacific are hotter than usual. The heat that releases into the atmosphere shifts around some of the big air circulation patterns that influence weather all over the world. That heat also amps up global temperatures.
And how likely is it that we'll see one this year?
There's about a 90% chance right now, and it's looking like it could be a fairly strong one, which would mean big weather impacts all over the world.
What kind of weather impacts might it have?
So in some places like Indonesia, it actually is a lot drier than normal, and they end up with drought and sometimes wildfires that spew tons of smoke into the atmosphere. In other places, it can cause flooding because of higher than normal rains. And in the Atlantic Ocean, it actually tamps down on hurricane development. And so we tend to have quieter hurricane seasons when there's an El Niño.
Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, so not every summer is going to be a scorcher or hotter than the last one, but it seems pretty clear that we're going to have to adapt to having more hot weather, right?
Yeah, and it can seem like we're powerless to stop it, but we can actually control just how hot the summers of the future are. The faster we bring down greenhouse gas emissions, the less roasting and deadly those future summers will be.
Right, and local policy interventions can help too, like by creating more green spaces in cities or painting building roofs white so they reflect more sunlight.
If you find yourself in a heat wave this summer and want to know how to keep cool, we have an FAQ linked in the show notes. It covers the difference between heat stroke and heat exhaustion, what to do if the power goes out, and at-home heat remedies. Personally, I'm a fan of a nice cold ice pack on the neck, and so is my dog.
Aw, that's so sweet. Last summer, personally, I got by with lots of cold showers, frozen washcloths, and occasionally sleeping in my living room right next to the air conditioner.
You gotta do what you gotta do to keep cool. Thanks for listening to Scientific American's Science Quickly. The show is produced by Jeff Delvisio, Talika Bose, and Kelso Harper. It is edited by Alexa Lim and Ella Fetter. Our music is by Dominic Smith.
If you like this show, please consider leaving a rating or a review. Go to sciam.com for more in-depth news and features on all things Earth and environment and everything else.
For Science Quickly, I'm Andrea Thompson.
I'm Kelso Harper.
Until next time, stay cool.